Restaurants and Romance is presented through the generosity of Dr. Wendy Roberts, the rock star dermatologist, 35280 Bob Hope Drive, Rancho Mirage. Call her for a free consultation, 346-4262. You can see her on television, and she's going to be doing some things to my face, and we're going to take pictures, and we'll share it all with you.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Dr. Roberts. You know, healthy skin is beautiful skin. So let me take years off of your face and make you look as young as you feel.
Okay, then you've got a gift certificate from 849 Restaurant and Lounge. They're at 849 North Palm Canyon. The website is 849, that's 8, the word 8, the number 4, the word 9.com. And the phone number is 325-849. You've got a gift certificate from Lulu California Bistro, 200 South Palm Canyon Drive, lulupalmsprings.com. And you've got a gift certificate from Peaks Restaurant at the top of the tram. And the big news this week is Peaks has been open for lunch. Now they're open for dinner. They were our restaurant of the week on Monday, and John announced first on our show that Peaks is now open for dinner. The phone number is 325-4537, and it works this way. Dennis Van Buskirk has 6 children. Oh, dear. Do you have children, Dave?
No.
Okay, 6. And Joey's 3 is 9. We'll take the 9th caller, Joey Pals, at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number 9, I'll mail all those things out to you, and we'll see you here in April when we get to spin again, spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition Wheel. And thank you for making this show what you have. I'm in my 26th year. When did that happen?
Oh, my Lord.
Look who's in the house. Dave Meekum.
Yeah, you got it.
That's it, Meekum.
Or friend. No, it's Meekum, but.
Meekum.
Yeah. Masham.
Masham. Oh, how pretty.
I know, right?
From Brady Sandal Real Estate Group / Keller Williams Luxury Homes.
You got it.
Is that all of it?
Yeah, come on by.
But I can't say your name.
That's okay.
Do you pronounce it Meekum or Meekum?
No, it's Meekum. Yeah.
Meekum. Got it. What's new, dear?
You're just happy to be here. You know,
yes.
It's a fun time of year. We have visitors, right?
The weather.
People popping in. And
the weather's fabulous.
Yeah, weather's been fabulous.
And the business of real estate is insane. Are you having trouble with your headset?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's take a break.
Sorry.
What's wrong?
It's not there.
Oh, okay. Wait, we'll start over. Not to worry.
But I can kill it.
Oh, you're good. I can edit.
Okay.
You'd never know.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't even know where we were going.
That's all right.
Sorry.
Okay?
Yeah.
Hi, honey. Have a seat. Are you all right? Okay. You came in so quietly. We'll come to you next. Oh, thank you. She's being polite. Jeez. Okay, so we finished the treasure chest. Okay, Joey Pals, look who's back at our microphones. Dave Meekum from, let me do it, Brady Sandal Real Estate Group / Keller Williams Luxury Homes.
Correct. It's a pleasure to be here.
See, we said your name right and all that title. Your time's up now. We said that. How's the real estate business, sweetheart?
Well, you know, I don't think we've ever seen anything like it in many, many moons.
Really?
It's just been crazy. The numbers, everything out there, the bidding wars, I think are interesting.
Tell me about those.
Well, right now, what we're seeing is, here's an interesting piece. And this came up Inman. This is a think tank in real estate circles that we follow. And this is something that came out this week. And I think a lot of folks know this, but have the cash on hand if it's possible. Because right now, if you're out there looking... Home buyers were 4 times as likely in 2021 to win a bidding war by making an all-cash offer. This is from Redfin. And
that's
they crunched
a lot.
These numbers. Bottom line, an all-cash offer improves a competitive offer success by a staggering 334%. So
good. heavens.
Yeah, yet another piece of this, you know, waiving the financial contingency, allowing a buyer to cancel a deal if a loan doesn't come through by the deadline, increased the likelihood of success by, you know, 31%. So there's a game going on out there, and a lot of us are forced out, and some of us are in there playing it. So,
Dave, what is your expertise area? I forget, because Brady has you all specializing. Are you a selling agent, a buying agent?
Right.
Which are you?
Well, and when we think of real estate, we think of an agent oftentimes just, you know, taking it all on and doing it very well. We do it as a team. So everyone has their lane. And so I'm working on the front end with sellers.
Sellers. Okay.
Correct.
Knowing these cash rules, mm-hmm. how does it affect pricing a home to sell?
Well, it's a little bit of a game. You see a lot of the same strategy out there.
What do you mean?
A number that may appear in reach, but that isn't where it ends up. Oh. So you attract a lot of folks, and then they become emotionally attached. Hey, this is going to be my place. I'm going to win. And there's that winning sensibility.
Has nothing to do with a house by now. It's just about winning the game, you mean?
There's a lot of that out there.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's fun to watch. That's not really a surprise. But, you know, more than ever, people are staying put because they're afraid, where am I going to go? You know, the average homeowner is staying put in his or her home for 13.2 years now. That's where it's
okay,
at.
Okay, 13.2. I'm in mine 25. In November, it was 25.
Oh, good for you. You've done and well. You're ready to sell.
I don't. Time. Oh, no. Oh, the thought of moving. Dave, you're going to have to do it for me.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you what's out there right now.
Okay.
Record low inventory.
Yes.
For our valley, the median price for a condo in our valley, $439,000. That's a 12-month gain.
$439,000?
Yeah. So that's up 30% from a year ago.
Is that two bedrooms, one bedroom? What is that, a condo? What's?
It's whatever you want it to be, but it's what's considered a condo is
right.
Now averaging. And then Rancho Mirage Indian Wells have year-over-year increases at 30%.
Good heavens.
Do you remember that wasn't the case? You remember.
Yes, of
it was
course.
A little slower in Rancho Mirage, a little slower in Indian Wells. You know, longer days on market. But La Quinta, get this.
Okay.
Year-over-year increases for La Quinta up 54%. That's a condo.
54. Yeah. That's unheard of, Dave.
Yeah.
And I don't do math.
Well, I know, but that's easy enough to follow, you know.
Gee whiz.
Yeah.
So you can, I guess we can assume that you're going to get a good price for the one you're living in now that you're going to sell. Mm-hmm. Now what?
Well, and I also want to catch you up. I'm going to jump just
okay,
a
sure.
little bit. Remember we were talking, a few weeks back about Oregon and this law in place. No love letters. Hey, you really want that house? You're going to write this nice love letter. This is who we are. This is why you should choose us. Oregon said, no, that's a no-no. Well, as it stands right now, a judge has ordered the state to pause on all of this. So it's not a done deal, although Washington is trying to follow as well, Washington State. So supporters of the ban argue these letters perpetuate housing discrimination. And how? By revealing your race, your religion, your sexual orientation, or your marital status, which is not... that doesn't follow the law when trying to purchase a home.
So in other words, if I lived in Washington or Oregon and I want the house here, I write this letter or I've got it backwards?
Oh, they're still writing love letters here. A lot of agents won't share those with sellers, but they're doing it here.
Yeah. I never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, so that's where that is. A little update there.
Thank you.
Who knows if that'll become a national story. And then one more piece I got to share
with
you.
Sure, I love it.
It's good to share these little bits and pieces. Take it for what it's worth. Okay. Yahoo.com came out with the best places to invest in 2022. And did you know we were on that list?
No.
Yeah, so number
Palm
six.
Palm Springs?
Number six nationally.
Palm Springs.
Yeah, so that feels good.
Number six with a bullet.
Yeah, best places to invest in 2022. Again,
and just real estate is
consider,
about.
Consider the source. Yeah, Yahoo.
Yeah, well, oh, that's true,
so,
too.
So just, you know, it is what it is.
Number six in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Yeah, yeah, I read those once in a while. Best cities to retire in, blah, blah, blah.
Clickbait.
Denver was one or something like that. And then the next day after I read that, Denver got hit with a horrible snowstorm. And I'm thinking, what? Palm Springs. So take me back, educate me with this new bidding war, you're four times as likely to win a bidding war if you can make an all-cash offer. Try to have all cash on hand. That was in the sentence after Dave told us what the median prices are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tough for a lot of folks to do.
How does that impact a buying price? What do you do when you want to go buy something? How do you know what to look for? What price range?
And you're using a lender.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to know it's going to be really competitive. Working with an agent that can navigate the market best for you, people that really know their stuff, people that have been doing it a long time.
And it changes overnight. It just, houses are listed. What's the average listing time that you have now is a better way to ask.
You know, I read it earlier today, and I don't want to quote from my head. It might have been 29 days, but I don't know. I was looking at a lot today.
29 days on the market.
Don't quote me on that.
So when you list a house, one way or the other, you better be ready to move in the Coachella Valley, huh?
Yeah, we're seeing more and more flexibility. If somebody really wants that place, they're going to say, hey, we'll do a little rent back for you. So you can rent back for a few months.
Oh, my.
You know, negotiate that. And maybe, I mean, I have a family I'm thinking of right now that they want to be in Irvine. They're leaving Palm Desert. And they want a little rent back situation. So they have some flexibility and aren't sweating it.
I see.
But they'd love to get that house sold. So,
gee whiz. I don't know what to tell you. I have people leave notes in my mailbox. Are you interested in selling? Mm-hmm. And I always, if I call or whatever, I say, if I were, I would be calling Brady Sandahl. Here's his number.
He, in some circles, a household name around the valley. And
yes.
So, and he's a local success story. He's given back, former chamber president, a good human who cares, who's worked hard and done it all. And
people...
Employs me.
Yes, bless his heart. People buy more than one house in their lifetime. And because of the way things have changed, people are buying houses in the same community, just different sizes, bigger, larger, smaller. The in-laws are there. The kids came back home. The pandemic hit. We didn't necessarily need to leave the area, but we needed a different kind of home.
Mm-hmm. Can you believe how our valley's changed?
Tell me what you think.
Of that, what I've seen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my experience has been different than yours. But just this season, the traffic has been telling. It's been interesting to watch. Our Southern California is changing. Our neighbors over in LA County now hitting 10 million people. Do you remember? It wasn't that long
ago. And all
wasn't
kinds it, of problems,
it,
too.
Wasn't it 8 point something million, you know, just a couple years ago? Yes. And now it's at 10 million. It seems like we're hitting this critical mass.
And yet they tell us more people are leaving California than coming into it.
Let's check on those latest numbers. Let's check on that. But I know I've heard that.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
You know, a lot of Texas, a lot of Arizona. Still.
Taxes? I don't know.
Taxes.
But weather. People. Weather.
This summer will be interesting. So this is a full-fledged summer that we're going to see coming up here where, okay, COVID is dissipating a little bit. People are getting out and about. So the traffic patterns in our valley this summer will be interesting. That's something we can all watch.
We just finished the BNP Paribas. Mm-hmm. Town was, I had a couple of events. I was VOGing, voice of God, a-sing. And I had to go on the highways and the freeways. Holy Toledo, the town's busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the reservation game's a joke, isn't
it? Yes, isn't it?
It's almost a sport for people. I think they're booking tables out a month in advance of 2 months. It's crazy.
And people want to be together again. Mm. They want to be out and about unmasked and hugging and seeing smiles. Children need to be doing that as well. It's an interesting time in your business. It's changed a lot of the parameters you have to go by.
Well, and quickly, you're going to see this spring a surge that we haven't seen in a while in open houses. And maybe you're already noticed that. And if you're driving around town, and you're seeing the signs. So open houses are back. And
I never thought of that.
They're increasing.
We had to do everything virtually, didn't we? So now you can get out and kick the tire and light the fire. What's the phone number over there for Brady Sandahl Real Estate Group / Keller Williams Luxury Homes?
Oh, my goodness. 760-656. 6052, or you stop on by Mirage Cove.
Yes.
Location in Rancho Mirage.
Beautiful office.
Which is the old Steve Chase headquarters, yes. Who's kind of a, for those who know.
Yes.
And back in the day. And then, of course, downtown Palm Springs and La Quinta. So we're around. We're easy to get to.
And you need listings.
We would love listings. Yeah, low inventory right now.
You have plenty of people contacting you from out of town via email.
There's a lot of that. You know, when you... Is this bragging? I don't know. It's a fine line. When you are the number one real estate group in this valley with a lot of success behind you, word of mouth is huge.
Yes.
You still have to earn the business every time. You start fresh every single time. But don't we do our best?
Yes.
And I think Brady, our team leader, is an important piece of that. He cares a lot. And he's
yep,
a giver.
It shows.
He's a giver.
Yep. And he's out there. He gives of his time to community, and that's actually the basis of what I do. It's the basis of what you do. It's the basis of what Brady does.
Contribution is
back to your community.
And there's a lot of those good people. We're lucky to be in a central place.
Don't tell anybody.
I don't.
Thanks for stopping by, Dave Meekum from Brady Sandal Real Estate Company, Real Estate Group. No, wait. Brady Sandal Real Estate Group / Keller Williams Luxury Homes, right?
That's it, you know.
Right. Okay, Joey pals, here comes today's Joey English Desert Datebook, presented through the generosity of BuzzBox.com. BuzzBox cocktails are handcrafted in the Coachella Valley, use only top shelf spirits and all natural ingredients, no additives, no preservatives ever. BuzzBox is the world's most eco-friendly cocktail. It's 100% recyclable, and there are no other companies that have spirit-based cocktails in an eco-friendly Tetra packaging. Three simple steps to enjoy BuzzBox cocktails. Chill, shake, and enjoy. And check out the great video on their website, BuzzBox.com. ACT Tours want you to know there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com. for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Dana Haynes wants you to know we are under the astrological sign of Aries, which is the first sign in the zodiac. And by the way, she says, Aries like to be number one. Check out all the details at astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency wants your input on electoral division maps. Go to dwa.org/divisions. Do you need help paying your water bill? Go to dwa.org/H2O. If you want to save water and money, go to dwa.org/save. And the main website is dwa.org. We want you to know about Just Fabulous. I love their website. It's the letter B, just the letter B. B, Just Fabulous. .com. Get ready for Mother's Day, graduation, birthdays, weddings. They have a huge order of books, gifts, candles, and more. Lalo Visions. Connect with your angels. I get more peaceful just reading this. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week holds in store for you. I tell you, before he ever met me, he knew my grandmother's nickname for me that my own children do not know. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua National Tree Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit his website for more information. Joey Pals, this is a great gift idea heading up to Mother's Day. A 90-minute reading with Lalo is $95, and people love it. The Palm Springs Aerial Tramway says, remember to check out the Tram Cam for valley views, weather, and so much more. Remember, Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week during normal tram operating hours. And big announcement, Peaks Restaurant is now open for both lunch and dinner. Check it all out at pstramway.com. And last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn in the valley. The website is psculturalcenter.org. Jazz is back on the second floor. And if you're interested in performing live upstairs in their lounge, here's an email. tim@psculturalcenter.org. Okay, Joey pals, let's do this again starting on Monday. Nigel and I will be right here waiting for you. Until then, you be well and all the best.